This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 115. And on this episode, we're talking about why we shut down our membership site, how we're capitalizing on the content we made, and really just taking you behind the scenes of the business. So if you have a membership site, you're thinking about launching one, or you're just curious about the changes we're making, this episode is for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm pretty excited because we're going to take you behind the scenes of what we're doing in my business. And these episodes have always been really popular because we really like being transparent and sharing with you what's working and what's not working for us in the realm of digital business. So just to kind of set the stage to what we've been doing over the past year or so, we had a membership called the Monthly Marketing Playbook. And what we did was every month we released a marketing play in the form of a PDF and a short video that walked people through how to actually use and implement that PDF in their business. And each PDF was designed to generate more leads or more sales in your business. And we basically ran that for about a year. We started last December, and we made the decision to actually close it down this January. So we actually had it open for 13 months, just over a year, and we ultimately made the decision to close it down. Now, a lot of people asked us if we were closing it down because it wasn't profitable, but we actually crunched the numbers, and over the 13 months, that membership site actually generated over $80,000 in the business, and we weren't spending a crazy amount of money to maintain it. We were spending maybe between $300 to $600 a month for content, management, design. So we weren't spending an exorbitant amount of money to actually run the membership. So that kind of leaves the question on the table, why did we ultimately decide to close the membership? So if you listen to an earlier episode of the podcast, one I did with James Wedmore, he talks about this bridge analogy. And he basically says, you know, imagine that you're on an island and you can see this other island, and on that island is everything you want to achieve. Your revenue goals, your impact goals, everything is on this other island. But you have to build a bridge to get there. And for me, those bridges are online courses, the podcast, all the stuff that we do, all the projects that we're working on. And so the question on the table is, if you're trying to build three bridges at once, are you getting there faster than if you just focused on one bridge at a time? And in 2018, we realized we had a lot of different bridges going on. We had my Facebook ads program. We actually had a bots program. We had a monthly membership, which we're talking about today. We had the five-figure challenge program. We had a mastermind that we were running. And ultimately what happened in 2018 is we got spread thin and we were really splitting our attention on too many projects. And so while we did good for the year, we were happy with our revenue numbers. We weren't happy with each individual project. Each project could have done better, right? For our membership, there's no reason it shouldn't have hit six figures, but it came up short. For the five-figure challenge, there's no reason it shouldn't have hit multiple six figures, but we came up short. And so we really started to evaluate what happened in 2018 that led us to not really get the best results. And it really came down to one word, and that's focus. We've decided that we really need to focus on one product or one project at a time. And so for us, that means focusing on one single product. And we decided to focus on the five-figure challenge. Now, the five-figure challenge is our flagship course where we teach people how to launch their digital products and services with a five-day challenge. And we've got crazy successful case studies, which is so cool, from everybody from dog trainers to manifestation experts to Instagram experts to photography experts. We've got this wide variety of success stories. And we ultimately decided if that's one of the biggest things driving our revenue, it's something that really lights me up and is something that gets me excited, why would we not focus our energy on maximizing that in 2019? So that's what we're doing. We're really focusing in on just one product offering so that we can maximize it and scale it the most. Now, if you want to learn more about the five-figure challenge and my signature challenge process, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/challenge class, where we have an on-demand masterclass about how to run a profitable challenge launch. So if you want to learn more about the program or get our free training on five-day challenges, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/challenge class. Now, I also want to talk about one of the other reasons that we decided to close the membership beyond just focusing. And that is that I ended up on what some people call the content hamster wheel. And basically, what happened was every month I felt like I was pulling content out of myself for the membership versus feeling that natural push or that natural pull from like that creative place to actually create content. And I had a chat with one of my mentors who said, you know, you should really only be doing things that light you up. And when I got crystal clear about the membership, the thing was, I love my community. My community lights me up. The Facebook group lights me up. It gets me excited. It gets me jazzed up. The members get me excited. But the actual process of running the membership, of creating content on a monthly basis, was not lighting me up. So I asked myself, how can I apply what really lights me up to my business as a whole and get rid of the stuff that doesn't? And so not only did we shut down the membership, we also shut down my mastermind. We also shut down my Facebook ads program. And we said, let's really focus on building a community around the challenge program because I love the community. I love working with students. I love all of that, but I don't love being on the content hamster wheel. So rather than focusing on creating content every month, I can focus my efforts on a program that just needs to be updated once or twice a year and engage with the community, do the monthly calls, and have that focus and have that spark of what gets me really, really excited. So I just want to stress the point that when we shut down the membership, but not because it wasn't profitable, not because we don't love our members, not because it wasn't this great revenue driver for us. We closed it down because, frankly, it was exhausting to be on this content hamster wheel for me personally, and it didn't play into our 2019 goal of focus. Now, this comes with kind of a word of advice for those of you who might be thinking about launching a membership site. The reality is there's stuff that we could have done to make the membership site easier. We could have hired somebody to shoot video and help me design content. We could have batched out our content on a regular basis so that just once a quarter we were creating all the content that we needed. There was all kinds of things we could do, but the reality was it was that need to create content versus operating from a place of creative flow that wasn't working for me. So if you're out there thinking, oh my gosh, maybe a membership isn't right for me, it's not to say that a membership isn't right for you. It's just to say that the membership model didn't light me up the way that I hoped it would. Now, the community did, but the actual membership itself didn't. And that's something that I just want to stress because I know I'm going to have members of my community listening to this. And I just want to take a second to give you guys a shout out that I absolutely love you guys. I love working with you guys, but the content is what really felt heavy. So one other thing that I'd love to kind of touch on in this episode is how we actually shut down the membership site. So we spent a year creating all this content. And one of the things that I found myself saying was like, we don't just want to ditch this content. We don't just want to get rid of it. So we created a new sales page over at monthlyplaybook.com. You can check that out, where we actually put all the content from the last 13 months into a standalone product with no Facebook group, no outside influence, just all the content we created for $297. And we did that because we realized, look, we created all this content and we don't want it to go to waste. And it's really, really relevant content. Now, full transparency, we haven't figured out exactly how we're going to go out of our way to promote this, if we're going to build a funnel, if we're going to create a related freebie, if we're going to create related blog posts, because my focus for 2019 is the five-figure challenge. So anything that pulls my focus away from the five-figure challenge isn't a priority. Now, that's not to say we won't do something with this content. We've already put it up for sale. We're mentioning it on this podcast, which may lead to some additional sales. We've already sold a few copies of it by using Facebook Live and talking about it on my Facebook page, but our goal isn't to get rich off this content. It's just to provide another resource to the people in our audience that may have been, you know, not looking to join a membership, but want to get access to all the content from the membership itself. So when we went to shut down the membership site, we basically gave our members a month and a half's notice, and we made everything from the membership site downloadable. So everything inside the membership, videos, PDFs, content, they were able to download and save personally. And we gave our members an option. They could either download all of that content, or they could pay $97 to retain access to that content for a year. Now, something that I really want to stress is we didn't require our members to pay that $97 to retain access to the content. We only charged that $97 if they wanted to retain access to the membership site and have all the content housed online. And the reason that we did that is because leaving that membership site open means that we have to have someone in our support backend able to manage that. So our goal with the $97 legacy access, if you will, wasn't to make a ton of money. It was to hopefully cover the costs of the administrative fees that are associated with leaving access open to a membership site, because people are going to lose their passwords. People are going to run into tech issues. People are going to have problems that we have to pay our team to manage. And so we wanted to be able to cover the management costs over the next year. So our goal was to sell maybe 10 to 15 spots of those and really make sure that our team costs would be covered over the next 12 months. And the last thing we did was we set a date. So we gave our audience a firm date, January 15th. That's when we will be closing down. That's when we'll be archiving the membership group. And we did make the decision to archive the membership group rather than leave it open, basically because we don't, or we're not planning to monitor that group. And because that group is still associated to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle brand, because it's associated to my name, we decided that the best course of action would be to archive it so that people can still access the content. They can access all the questions they've asked. They can access all the Facebook Lives that we did, but they can't post and there's not threads for us to keep track of. So we don't have to worry about spamming or self-promotion or other content that we would have to worry about if we left that open. So to recap this episode, and the reason I recorded this episode is that I'm hoping this gives you permission or gives you the insight to realize that if something isn't serving your business, you don't have to keep doing it, even if it generates revenue, even if it's making you money. And that was one of the biggest resistance for me, was like, I knew this membership wasn't serving our business in the highest capacity that content could, but I also knew it was generating revenue. And it was really, really hard for me to pull the plug on that revenue. But because of the five-figure challenge and because of other projects that we have running, we've actually replaced the revenue already that this content was generating for us. We started a small Facebook ads agency where we're managing a few clients, and the Facebook ads agency has replaced all of the revenue. And we've got the ad agency and the five-figure challenge program, and that's really where our primary focus is for the next 12 months. We're not trying to create new content. We're not trying to create new products other than the podcast and content for my blog. We're not trying to create new content to sell. And so one of the things that I'm kind of committing to, and I hope that you take this challenge on with me, is really focusing on one or two projects for the year. Not for the month, not for the quarter, but for the year. is really focusing on promoting one or two things. And like I said, for us, that's the ad agency, which is totally separate and we're kind of building out on the side, and the five-figure challenge. And anytime we're working on something else that pulls our attention away from those, we have kind of realized as a team and as myself that that means we need to recenter, get back to focus, and focus on the things that generate revenue and generate that spark of joy. So I hope you'll take this challenge with me, and I'm kind of challenging you now to say, what are the one to two projects that you're really going to focus on in 2019? And I just want you to think about that. And what would happen if you gave all your energy and effort into one project for 12 months? It could be a total game changer for your business. It could be a game changer for your life. And I know that when I've done it in the past, it's been crazy amazing with what it's done for us. So again, my big hope for you, the two takeaways that I hope you get from this episode are, number one, do the things that light you up. And don't be afraid to remove the things that aren't giving you that joy, that spark, that pull, that creative love that we chase down in our business. And focus. Focus on one or two things. Don't try to launch 13 different products and 13 different offers. Focus in on one thing and see how that will serve you, because that's what we're doing in 2019. And I think it's going to be a massive, massive turning point for us. So if you like this episode, make sure to let me know over on Instagram. I'm at HeartSoulHustle. You can give me a follow and comment on my most recent photo, or you can tag me in your Instagram stories. I love hearing from you guys what you got out of these episodes. And with that being said, I will see you next time on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, before you go, I want to let you know that this episode was brought to you by my free on-demand training, How to Run a Profitable Challenge Launch. If you're looking to launch your product in 2019, whether it be a digital course or a service, I would recommend a five-day challenge. But here's the thing, not all five-day challenges are created equal. And on this free class, I'm going to introduce you to the top three mistakes that everybody makes with their five-day challenge launches and why they're costing you sales, how to stop over-delivering in your challenge, and why, if you're giving away too much content, it could actually be hurting your sales. And finally, I'll introduce you to my four-phase system for hosting a profitable five-day challenge that will help you get more sales without feeling sleazy or salesy. So if you'd like to learn more, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/challenge, or we'll have the link over in the show notes at heartsoulhustle.com/115. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/115. And I hope to see you on that free on-demand training. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.